This evening, in honor of our oldest parishioner, who has died in just a couple of days ago, and who also was like a mother to me, she and her husband, who also has passed, were among the first to welcome me to this parish and to this city when I first came here. And they truly took care of me as a son. And so, of course, God gives us what we can take. And so this weekend, I had one of the most joyful days of my life at the ordination of my son, Father Aaron Francis Martin Thanka. And of course, I don't want to ever hear anybody call him Father Aaron. He's Father Zanka. We are traditionalists. We don't go through that nonsense, you know. And I'm sure if somebody doesn't like it, that's too darn bad. And it's being recorded, so they can listen to it. And of course, after many years of working, of suffering, of praying and advising and so forth, and of course you're here more about it on Friday, and by then I hope my voice will be back better. And then, of course, at the same time, as I was getting ready to fly up there, then this person, who, like I said, was like a mother to me, Delda Tronu, everybody who's been in the parish for years, I mean, she's been in this parish for 70 years. She was baptized in 1950, a convert from a very pious but non-Catholic Baptist, Southern Baptist family. And she lived a very good, holy, Catholic life. And so, like I said, when I first came here, they welcomed me as a child, as a son. So God gives us tremendous joys and gives us tremendous sadness. And there's nothing we can do about it. We have to put up with it. Of course, I doubly checked my blood pressure, because both joy and sadness affects your blood pressure. But it was fine. So today, as we celebrate this day of the week in which we honor our Lord Jesus Christ, and in particular, on this day, when we honor the holy name of Jesus and all the saints who are in the Roman calendar, whatever era in the martyrology, we give thanks to God. And we give thanks to God because if we believe in Him, and it's not just a matter of words, say, yes, I believe. If we believe in Him, if we live our faith, our holy Catholic faith, every day, of course, we have confession to help us with that problem. If we don't, we will be assured that we will be in heaven. And I know that Nelda Trono lived her faith every day. And of course, she wasn't always happy about everything that went on. Neither am I, and probably neither are you. But she never for one second imagined to abandon the Holy Catholic faith. And that is the kind of Catholics that we have and need in this day and age when there's so much evil that surrounds us. So today, and I did it last night also, and I will do it again tomorrow night, we are having the Requiem Mass for her soul. Of course, there are others who are remembered at this Mass, and we remember them as well. Requiem aeternam donais Domine, et lux perpetua luce Deis, requiescat in pace. Amen. Fidelium anime per misericordiam Dei, requiescant in pace. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.